Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, December 12, 2016. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, results of the Beyond Wrestling and Evolve pay-per-view doubleheader that our own .net staffer Zach Zimmerman attended in person on Sunday. Jerry Lawler discusses his removal from WWE Raw and SmackDown Live pre-shows along with his future in the company. And join me tonight for live coverage of WWE Raw as the show airs on USA Network. Non-members coming up after the break, we will be discussing Chris Hero returning to WWE, potentially, and some additional Ring of Honor names that WWE is at least rumored to be interested in. Plus, I will discuss John Cena on Saturday Night Live, and we'll look ahead to tonight's WWE Raw. For those who may have missed it over the weekend, Chris Hero is reportedly returning to WWE. The Wrestling Observer was first to report that he is expected to return. The destination would certainly seem to be NXT, given his history there. I don't know that they would let somebody go and then just bring him back to the main roster. Just doesn't seem like it's in the cards. But Hero previously wrestled in NXT as Cassius Ohno. He ended up being let go, and there was a ton of talk at the time that his workout habits had a lot to do with his dismissal. And if you've seen Hero lately, it's not like he's become a gym rat since he left. Now, our own Zach Zimmerman and Will Pruitt, for that matter, both raving about him on their Twitter pages yesterday. Darren Gutteridge, not so crazy about this, but Zach and Will just really, really praising him. And in fact, I think it was Zach who said that he seems incapable of having anything below a 3.5-star match. But it's going to be interesting to see if Hero has committed to making changes, or if the company has kind of changed what they're looking for in terms of, are they content with him being a good wrestler and not so worried about the body type anymore? I'm not quite sure, but at any rate, Hero's response to this so far has only been disappointed by irresponsible journalism on his Twitter page. So he's not outright disputing what's being reported. And I know that Wade Keller stated in Torch audio that Torch staffer Sean Radican had told him a while back that Hero was undergoing medical testing from WWE. And I was actually told today that Hero hasn't officially signed anything because even though the medical testing procedures, he's done all of those, the results haven't come back yet. So my guess is that he just simply didn't want this to get out until until everything was signed, sealed, and delivered. Meanwhile, though, and I want to emphasize nothing official on this, but I have heard from people who believe that the announcement that Nigel McGuinness is leaving his role as ROH matchmaker, the storyline role, is because WWE has interest in bringing him in as a trainer at the Performance Center as well. The other name I've heard mentioned as far as WWE having some interest in is BJ Whitmer. Again, I don't know if anything is official regarding those moves either. The timing is certainly interesting, though. By the way, if Whitmer ends up at the Performance Center and Steve Corino starts in January, I just assume that when the lights go out, they are going to continue their never-ending feud from Ring of Honor. We won't know about it, but they will just they'll bring in Kevin Sullivan. They'll have all sorts of crazy matches and angles, and it's probably for the best that it's when the Performance Center lights go out, because that one has dragged on forever. They did have a hell of a old-school hardcore brawl a few pay-per-views ago. That was a lot of fun, but it's still lingering if you watch the ROH television show. John Cena hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and it drew really good overnight numbers. .net reader Juan Mariscal passing along the ZapToIt.com story that listed the show as doing a 4.8 overnight rating in the metered markets. That is the best overnight number the show has delivered since the first show held after the U.S. presidential election. That's the good news. The bad news on this, it was a flat show. I go through spurts with Saturday Night Live where I will watch the show religiously, and then I'll just lose interest and stop watching for like seasons at a time until I start hearing some good things about, oh, you got to check the show out, the cast is better, whatever the case may be. So far this season, I've watched every episode. And if every show had been like this one, I would be back in the mode of not watching until I started hearing good things again. Cena was fine. You know, he did what they asked him to do, and I guess the problem was that they didn't really ask him to do much. He wore some campy wigs and played a Fabio-like character in a bookstore at one point. He played Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. They just kept repeating, you know, the joke was just over and over again about how athletes are stupid, with their money especially. I think the best skit that he was involved in was the tape video on life through the eyes of U.S. presidential-elect Donald Trump. They showed the Trump character looking into a mirror and it was John Cena with the Trump wig and giant hands. And that I think that probably got the biggest laugh of the show, at least in my household. But, it, you know, hey, overall, really cool moment for John Cena. It's just too bad that I didn't feel like he got the Saturday Night Live's A material. Because it's been a really good season. I've enjoyed this season of Saturday Night Live, and it's not like this one episode is going to completely turn me off. But, you know, for Cena, I was hoping that it would kind of live up to some of the stronger episodes we've seen this year. We'll see if it if that kind of coincides with the election being over, if there's a drop in quality, or I kind of have a feeling that the president-elect is going to give them plenty of material to work with going forward. The members will be listening to my Q&A audio show coming up later today. They will also hear my audio review of Raw. Of course, coming up this weekend, they will hear Jake Barnett and I discuss WWE Roadblock and all sorts of audio content in between then. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net, which includes our entire history of audio, all you have to do is visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. You'll see the sign-up area once you're inside. Three different pricing options. $7.50 will get you in the door for 1 month. If you want to save some money, you can sign up for the six-month plan. Or bring the price down to an average of $5.50 a month by taking our annual option. You're saving $2 a month. Again, all the details available in the sign-up section at ProWrestling.net. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just be sure to spell it out, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, at ProWrestlingNet. With the business out of the way, let's get into tonight's Raw. As usual on Mondays, I like to give you kind of a few things that I'm looking forward to seeing or just have interest in seeing on the show. This week, I came up with a few for you here. Number one, no, it's not New Day. We'll get to them. Emelina, the revamped Emma character, is finally here. Emelina will premiere on tonight's Raw. This finally happening after what felt like just an endless batch of teasers. I mean, they just went on and on that she was being made over and Emelina premiering soon. I always enjoyed the Emma character in NXT with the bubbles and all that. She got a Raw deal when she was called up to the main roster. They just kind of introduced her like everyone should kind of know who she was, and they didn't really seem to have a plan for her, and it was really disappointing. And I know she had the Walmart incident and all that, but let's face it, that didn't derail any push because she'd been there a while and there was no push to speak of. But I am curious to see what they come up with for this Emelina character. I mean, they've had plenty of time to think about it. It seems like it's just kind of a glamorous character that's going to focus heavily on her sex appeal. It seems pretty cut and dry, but the long wait does remind me of another long series of teases. Remember when they kept hyping the return of Brodus Clay and we thought he was going to be this monster heel, and instead he became the Funkasaurus? Now, I don't think we're about to see Emasaurus, but I hope they have something good, whether it's based on what the teasers have indicated, or they're just going to throw us a curveball here tonight. Again, though, no Emasaurus. I think we're safe in assuming that's not going to happen. Okay, now we'll talk about New Day. I really am more excited about Emelina, believe it or not. And I'm not even all that fired up about Emelina. It's just that, really, they just didn't do a good job with New Day, or they haven't done a good job with New Day here for the last month or so. I mean, I actually hope they dedicate a good amount of time tonight to making this feel like a monumental possibility for them. Of course, they're trying to break Demolition's record for the longest title reign in WWE history, and they just kind of really did a poor job. As I said, you know, they had that oddball cheating victory over Sheamus and Cesaro, which would have been maybe acceptable had they done it to Sheamus and said they did it to babyface Cesaro. Then they had what was described as a turnabout as fair play cheating win over Gallows and Anderson. They've had a bunch of non-title losses along the way, and it feels like more recently than ever. And I don't know if it's like creative has lost interest in New Day, if they're waiting to get past the record-breaking moment and they plan to turn them heel. But it really does feel like we've seen some of the worst of New Day creatively in the weeks leading up to this. So I do hope that tonight they spend some time. They don't just throw the match out there cold and say, here we go. Spend some time making this feel historic, regardless of what they intend to do. I assume New Day gets the record. I don't know why you'd kind of drag it out this far and limp to the finish line and then have one of the other teams beat them. Yes, it would be a surprise. It would be a bit of a shocker. God, the more I talk about this, the more I think that they're going to have those cameras ready to show the shocked looks on the fans' faces if New Day don't win. I just don't know that the average fan cares enough about this to get that. So I do assume they go over. Of course, it's New Day facing Sheamus and Cesaro, along with Gallows and Anderson. It's a triple threat match. And I guess I just wouldn't be surprised that coming out of this, we end up getting maybe a title change. Not tonight, but soon. I just don't think that the way they've been limping along with New Day, I just don't think they are going to hold those tag titles much longer. The final thing I'm looking forward to tonight is really, what is the final hype for Roadblock? The end of the line. Of course, if you're wondering why they feel the need to tell us it's the end of the line along with being Roadblock, because we already had a Roadblock pay-per-view. Was it back in March or somewhere in there? I can't remember exactly when it was, but we already had a Roadblock show, so they've come up with this. Now, as I record this, only three matches advertised. Kevin Owens against Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, Seth Rollins against Jericho, and Sasha Banks against Charlotte in the Iron Man match. That's their listing. Don't take it out of me. I assume we're going to get a tag title match again, maybe even a title change, I should say, if they don't pull the rug out from under New Day tonight. I assume, based on the official Raw preview that is playing up that Sammy still wants his match with Braun, that we're going to get Sami Zayn and Braun Strowman on the show. Probably something with Big Cass and Rusev. Beyond that, I'm really not sure. I mean, I'm probably forgetting something, but those seem to be the most obvious matches at this point. So I'm curious to see what they come up with to round out the rest of the card. It should be an interesting night. Hey, finally today, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net? Don't say no, you better. Please take a moment to subscribe to this daily podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes. When I put out the link on Twitter, a simple retweet is greatly appreciated. A big thanks to everyone who has done one or more of those things. I will be back tomorrow to discuss this episode of WWE Raw, and we'll also look ahead to WWE SmackDown Live and all the usual Tuesday fun, including the WWE Raw hit list. So until next time, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Total nonstop deletion.